SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steadied on Thursday ahead of the Labor Day holiday weekend after rising 12% in August on safe haven buying. Gold last traded at $1,825 an ounce, silver $4,150. Gold flexed its parabolic muscle in August, rushing up $200 an ounce, leaping from $1,600 to $1,900, then dipping back to $1,700, and then ending the month at $1,825, down just 4%. Looks like all those bubble callers are wrong on gold. Just can't keep a good metal down. In fact, New Yorker's August 29th Market Watch celebrated the 40th anniversary of the abandonment of gold and the experiment with paper dollar standard. They write, the average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. So by that measure, the greenback has had a good run. Strong arguments have been compounded that joblessness is rooted in the unstable Nixon dollar. And they point out the best documented way of creating jobs? Restoring the dollar's convertibility to gold.